Less than half of adults in Wyoming have completed education beyond high school. But Governor Matt Mead says for the sake of Wyoming's economy, that must change. In fact, his first executive order of 2018 called for 67% of Wyomingites to have advanced degrees by 2025. Wyoming Public Radio's education reporter Tennessee Watson takes a look at what it will take to meet this goal.
Building a skilled workforce for jobs that don't exist yet in Wyoming might sound risky. But Joe Schaefer, president of Laramie County Community College, like Governor Matt Mead, is confident that more workers with certificates, associates, and bachelor's degrees will bring opportunity to the state.
When businesses are looking at Wyoming, do I want to come there? They want to see a population of individuals that can fill the jobs they have. And we've got examples even in the last year where we've lost major prospects, major employers, because we didn't have that ready-made, you know, population.
Schaefer pointed to a recent report showing that CEOs are more interested in an educated workforce than the tax breaks that Wyoming currently touts. Smucker's seriously considered Cheyenne as the location for a new food processing facility, but the company went to Longmont, Colorado instead to fill those 500 positions. They were looking for workers with certificates in integrated technology systems. In other words, experience maintaining and operating complex machines. Schaefer is co-chair of a state task force that's been awarded funding and consulting support from the Western Interstate Commission of Higher Education to boost worker training and educational attainment. He says one thing Wyoming has to contend with is the energy industry.
Wyoming has one of the highest wages on average for low-skilled or semi-skilled employment. So if you want to make a good living without a college credential, Wyoming still continues to be one of the states where you can do that.
But it comes with its booms and its busts. The last downturn significantly cut public funds, drove workers out of the state, and got policymakers seriously looking at ways to stabilize things. Diversifying the economy has been promoted by Governor Mead as the path forward, hence the need for an educated and innovative workforce. But how will the state go from 48 to 67%?
In Wyoming, we have about 5,400 high school graduates a year. About half of them go on to college.
That's Mary Aguayo. She oversees the transfer student program at UW and also serves on the Educational Attainment Task Force. She says encouraging high school graduates to complete an advanced degree is critical, but only part of the picture.
When we talk about shifting the entire workforce of the state, we will never achieve the goal if we ignore the fact that Wyoming has over 80,000 working adults who have some college and no degree. There's an additional 40,000 working adults with associate's degrees and no bachelor's degree.
Aguayo says this is where Wyoming will get the most bang for its buck, because adults with roots in Wyoming are more likely to stick around once they complete their degrees.
And so what we need to do now is understand, so what do we need to do to make it appealing for those adults to reengage?
Schaefer again. He says adults with car payments, mortgages, and kids to feed go back to school when skills and knowledge clearly lead to jobs with higher wages, which Wyoming can't yet guarantee. But the task force is looking at a state-sponsored financial aid program to encourage adults to go back to school. The state already has the Hathaway Scholarship, which encourages Wyoming high school graduates to go to UW or community college, but the Hathaway is merit-based and unavailable to adults. Schaefer says the state has to make financing school easy if it's asking adults and their families to take a risk to help transform the state's economy.
And so while we're developing an economy that's diversified and has those opportunities, we need to find ways to underwrite or mitigate those risks that adults have to take if we truly want them to come back to college. And the way you do that is through financial aid, financial assistance.
Bailey Nowak is an honor roll business student at Laramie County Community College, where she's president of the campus Rotary Club. She's also owned her own lawn mowing business since she was 12 years old. And next fall, she heads to the University of Wyoming to start on a bachelor's in marketing or management. While she's clearly a go-getter, there wasn't much talk about scholarships at her home. Her parents weren't familiar with the process because neither of them had gone to college. And she doesn't remember being encouraged to apply for the Hathaway at school.
Well, for example, this is a prime example. It was my brother didn't know about the Hathaway. And we're the same age. We're twins.
Luckily, she met the requirements to qualify, but her brother did not. And while Bailey Nowak has had the financial stability to fully immerse herself in college and find her passion for business, She's watched her brother struggle to find meaning in his work, switching from construction to car tire sales to commercial driving. Like Bailey, her brother was also a young entrepreneur with his own welding business in high school, and she thinks college could help him get back that creative entrepreneurial spirit.
Go take a few classes, go try business, go try welding.
Maybe get a job in Wyoming's emerging aerospace industry. But he says he can't afford it, and that cobbling together federal aid and multiple scholarships feels too complicated.
If he just had a little more financial stability to let him know that, hey, the money's there. You don't feel like you don't have the ability to go to college because you can't afford it. I think if there's some aid, that allows you to take a little more risk.
Which could provide the workforce for the kinds of industries Wyoming is trying to recruit. Government contractors who build high-tech robots or blockchain technology. Joe Schaefer, Mary Aguayo, and the other members of the Educational Attainment Task Force are working with stakeholders to conceptualize a program that could support the thousands of students in Brandon Nowak's position. Wyoming is one of just a few states that doesn't already have a need-based aid program for adults. But hustling to catch up with the rest of the nation has its benefits. The task force will be able to look at what's worked well in other states as it crafts its plan. Legislation could go before lawmakers as soon as 2019. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Tennessee Watson.